Welcome to episode 178 of
That I Don't Know.
Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks
that
for dropping by.
Like.
Last week, I believe I said I needed a couple of 2 or 3 weeks to tweak a book, finish it. Well, that was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I finished the book, and now I am tweaking things like finding mistakes and making it more powerful, more dynamic, more interesting to read, more something. And that'll take 2 or 3 weeks, but I don't want to spend 2 or 3 weeks, so I've been working hard on it, trying to get it finished. This is Feeding Vicky's Corpse. I came up to the finish, and now I'm going through and making the verbs more dynamic. Instead of saying he said all the time, I would add he argued, or he angered, or he did something other than said. And occasionally, of course, I'll say he said, just for variety's sake. Feeding Vicky's Corpse is complete. I need to tweak it for a week. Make stuff a little stronger and a little harder in depth, more depth to the characters, and with any luck, it'll be available in about 2 weeks. And the reason I want to finish it in 2 weeks is one of my friends, I used one of my friends' name for one of the characters. Actually, I used two of my friends' names for the two characters. And I want to give it to them before too long. One's birthday is coming up, and the other one is going to go on summer vacation soon. It's June, probably go on summer vacation in about 2 weeks. Oh, I don't think I'll make it. Oh, I'll give it a shot. There is email now, I discovered. So that is Feeding Vicky's Corpse, which will be available in about 2 weeks. The other novel I'm working on is called Eating November's Ruins, about a high school student who goes to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and gets involved in a whole bunch of stuff and solves a lot of problems and gets some money and returns back to school. And it is based, it's not based, it's based, it's influenced. It's influenced by Heart of Darkness. So, of course, he goes back to high school and Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad is on the reading list, and of course he doesn't know what it's about, although he's practically lived the book. That is maybe a half-finished. Yes, it's about half-finished. It's just getting into the meat of the drama, of the action, of the violence, and the finding of the money, and all this other stuff. It's just on the start. It's going to be a, hopefully it'll be a very quick and energetic and dynamic and action-packed book with lots of plot and character. I really want the characters to come out so people will read and they'll want to know what happens to the characters. And just as a spoiler, at least one dies. Obviously not the hero, although that would be kind of interesting. One of the reasons I like writing this book is I have to learn more about the Congo and why the Democratic Republic of the Congo is so rich in resources but so poor in actual money. Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is huge. It's like 10 million, 12 million people. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is also the largest French-speaking country in the world by population and probably by size. Yes, it's even bigger and more populated than France. And Canada's, I mean, Kinshasa has more people than Canada, doesn't it? Something like that. Learning about Congo is very exciting, very interesting. I enjoy it, and I hope what I learn will influence the book so that it is actual true to the Congolese life. I doubt if it's going to be true. I've never been to Africa, let alone the Congo, but it's also an exciting an experience just reading about it. So I have finished one novel, yay me, and I am halfway through another novel, yay me, and then I just looked at my schedule, not schedule, I looked at my list of books that I've got to do, and I've got to finish three more of the Japan Pentology. So 3 out of 5 I have to finish. Wait. No, I finished 3, so I have two to go. One is almost finished, and one is... it could finish soon. While I'm writing November's Ruins, I'm going to also go back and write the two from the Japan Pentology. The first one is called Bochan's Bartender. It's a murder mystery. And lots of relationships between people, and there's two murders, and somebody is trying to solve it, and it's, the police are not helpful, and the bartender is actually a character from another of the Pentology books, where she's involved in a cult. And then, of course, people die. So somebody has to discover what's going on. That's one book. I really like it. I don't know why I'm not finishing it. Maybe I'll start looking at it today and finish it. And the other one is called Jiapam, which is Japanese Ronin who goes to Spain during the time of Cervantes, which is about 1600. And he gets involved in a lot of activities in Spain having to do with religion and nuns and art. So that's halfway finished. That one has to be improved in my mind. But the other one, Bochan's Bartender, is, I like it. It just has to be continued on. So I have those two novels and Eating November's Ruins, and I'm all set. And let me tell you how many books I have finished so far. I have finished 11 novels, one Pentology, the Calvado Pentology, and 3 of the Japan Pentology, with 2 more to go, 2 almost finished. And then I have 2 more books, Eating November's Ruins, I have to finish. So I have to finish 3 books, and I have already finished 11. And when I have 14 finished, I think I should do something more than just write them. I think I shall market them. I think I will try to get somebody to buy them. Everything I've read said, get a cover designer. And then I go to the cheap cover designers, and they have templates that I can plug in my titles and templates that I can plug in a picture. Not me, they will. They don't even read the book. And I think reading the book is sort of essential, but then it gets into the hundreds of... one cover for like $500 is a lot of money, but it's $500 for a cover. That's a lot of cash for me. So I'm just going to struggle through and see what I can come up with. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Thanks. Well, I'll see you again next time. And next time I hope to say I've finished all my books and you can buy them. But until then, please enjoy. See you next time.
Now.